Hello and welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm Kelly Thomas, the Crochet Profit Queen, and I'm going to show you how you can make a living from your crochet while avoiding the burnout and being able to make what you want and when you want. Have you signed up to the Crochet Business School newsletter yet? Don't forget to do that now at crochetbusinessschool.com/subscribe. And get tips and free resources straight to your inbox. Are your subscribers opening your emails? So your newsletter list is one of the biggest assets that you have in your crochet business. It's your backup plan. It's a way to guarantee that your subscribers will see that you're trying to, get in contact with them, let them know about things. It's a great way of keeping yourself known, and the easiest way to have all of your followers guaranteed to see that you have messaged them. But just because your subscribers can see that you have sent them an email, it doesn't mean they're going to open it. So what are you doing to make sure that your emails get opened? Because if that email isn't opened, what's the point in sending it? Now, you are never going to get a 100% open rate. That doesn't exist. It just doesn't happen. And that's normal. But you can make sure that you get a good percentage. What is a good percentage? Well, there's no real answer to that one. It really depends on your audience and what kind of business you are. If they are paid subscribers or it's a free list, it really depends. But, you want at least a quarter of your list opening those emails. Higher would be great. And there are things you can do to make sure those emails get opened. And the biggest one on that list is the headline that you choose. So in the subject line of your, when you get an email, there's a sentence on what this email is going to be about. And that headline plays a massive part in whether that email gets opened or not. And, there's lots of reasons that you don't open emails. It could be that you just can't be bothered that day. And then it just gets buried at the bottom of the list and nobody goes back to it. It could be that they remember you, they know what you're about, but they've just not got time for you and your crochet right now, which is fine. But it could be that they read your subject line and think, that doesn't sound very interesting, I'll move on. Making your subject line, your headline of your email, intriguing and, something they want to hear about, that is the biggest way and best way that you can, improve your chances of getting your email read. A good subject line is intriguing. It doesn't give away all about what is in that email, but it gives a hint to it. So kind of making what people want to find out more. And that takes a bit of playing around with. You kind of have to play around with it a bit. You could use a question. You could say, I've got this great 7 reasons why list. Take a look inside. Because that intrigues you, 7 reasons for what? That makes me want to know more. So there's a whole kind of thing about headlines and, making things intriguing without giving the game away about things people want to know. If you're selling crochet patterns and you're trying to tease your latest upcoming pattern, just having a new pattern in the subject line is going to make people want to know more because, you know, crocheters love new patterns. We love to see what's coming up, you know, especially if I might be the first to know. So if you make it an exclusive sneak peek just for you before anyone else, that's intriguing. And so you write your headline to match this. If you have a new blog post out, you need to kind of lure people to find out more by teasing the subject. So if you've got a blog post about crochet rings to stop the yarn from rubbing your finger, your subject line might be, have you heard of this great way to stop yarn rubbing your finger? And they might click through to see what that's about. It's about, you know, making people want to find out more. And that is going to increase your chances of getting that email open. But the thing is that you can't have something that isn't true. So if you're just putting something in there that's intriguing them, but the answer or what you're alluring to is not in the actual email, that's clickbait. That's spammy. And that's going to erode trust in your future emails. So if you have a subject in the header or a question and you don't answer it in the actual email, or that subject is not in the email, people are just going to not want to open your emails anymore, because why would they? You don't tell the truth. You don't know what's going to be in that email because your subject line and the emails don't match. And that erodes the trust, and that is going to really hammer your open rate. It's going to make it go lower. You know, we want to trust the people who are sending us emails. We don't like it when we are fooled. Nobody likes that. So you've got to make sure that the subject line matches the content. And that trust factor does play in. If you are sending emails that are good to read, that suit your audience, they're going to open them and have a read, because they know there's going to be something interesting in there. Sending emails for the sake of sending an email isn't always a good thing. If you haven't got anything to say, and you just kind of, you know, sending it for the sake of and just repeating information you sent out before, again, this is going to lower your open rate, because nobody wants repeated information all the time, unless it's for a reason. If you have a sale on and you're reminding people of the deadline when their sale ends, that's fine, that works, because you're reminding them because you don't want them to miss out. That's fine. But if it's just like, have you seen the pattern that I've released? I know I told you about this before, but, you know, it's still going on. It's still available. Yeah, they probably know that, because if they're following on social media, you sent it out before. If you're rehashing just old stuff and there's nothing new in there, it's not a great look. So you do need to make your emails newsworthy. It's all right repeating information you said before, as long as there's also something new in there that can catch their interest. And then they know that every time they open an email from you, there's something new. If you're just rehashing old things over and over again, they'll stop opening your emails because it's just all the same stuff. It just doesn't quite work. So your headline is not the only reason that people won't open your emails, but it's a big one. And it's a great idea to play with your headlines, your subject lines for your emails, to see what gets you better open rates. A lot of the programs that you use to send newsletters, they will let you do A and B testing. So you can choose to test which headline works best for an email. And that is a great way to, you know, see which kind of headlines work. And you can learn lessons for future emails to, you know, perfect that headline making. So I hope that's given you a few things to think about. And as always, if you have any questions, please do come to the Facebook group. The link is beneath this episode. So thank you for listening, and I shall see you next time for the next episode. Bye for now.